When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's an article in the Post. It says, Kylie Kelce couldn't care less about topping podcast charts after unseating Joe Rogan at number one. So, Kylie Kelce, I'll read from the article, is privy to what critics have said in the wake of the success of her podcast, Not Gonna Lie, which is ironic, not going to lie, except about our podcast numbers, with Kylie Kelce, which surpassed the Joe Rogan Experience atop the charts earlier this month, which just cannot be true. It just can't.
Are they on the same platform, by the way? Is it Spotify or?
I don't know how that works. I think every podcast is available everywhere, isn't it? There's not like the exclusivity anymore.
Yeah, no, they're everywhere.
Yeah,
so Rogan's not getting paid, or he is getting paid by Spotify.
Yes,
but it's still,
they get paid by one place, but then that place controls the advertising.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
So she said she's privy to what critics have said in the wake of her success. Not going to lie, with Kylie Kelce, which surpassed Joe Rogan on the charts. Unlike some who publicly scoffed at what transpired, the soon-to-be mother of four and wife of retired Eagle center Jason Kelce has zero interest in contributing to that engagement. But I'll answer questions about it in this article. I'm focused on putting out content that people like to consume, she said in a New York Times interview published Thursday. If that puts us there for a week, cool. If it puts us there for longer than that, cool. But don't need to feed any conflict that's created by it. So here we go. The show, which sets the record straight on gossip and speaking truths on topics like modern parenting, social media trends, and women in sports. You're telling me that's getting more listens than Joe Rogan's podcast?
Well, maybe the initial one did, just simply because of the whole Kelce, the whole Kelce dynamic between he and his brother and Taylor Swift and everything else. I could see maybe the first one out of the gate with a lot of targeted promotion and marketing. I could see maybe, yeah.
When I tweeted about this initially, Spike Eskin, former PD here and who's in the podcast game, said that the charts does not mean downloads or listens, that sometimes a new podcast like hers, because it's new, she's getting subscribers, and she's getting a lot of subscribers, even though they're not the same amount as Joe Rogan. She got more new subscribers that week, perhaps, than Joe Rogan.
He's already expanded. So she's back in the game, and now this everybody's starting
but
to
that's
download.
A, right. That's false information, yes. Then. Because, like, if you say atop the charts or is surpass someone on the charts, everybody believes that that's the one that got the most listens, the most play. Everybody.
But
thinks,
again, it's not her putting that out there. It's whoever is controlling her podcast. Well, that's who's putting that
right,
out there.
And it's all bull crap.
All right.
So she says, although Kelce couldn't care less about the charts when it comes to the detractors, she seems to relish in their annoyance, as explained by the Times.
Are you annoyed?
That's getting me going, she said. Greg Giannotti addressed the charts. addressed the charts of the matter earlier this month on WFAN, stating in part, if you look at any of the Joe Rogan YouTube numbers and compare that to whatever the Kelseys are doing, come on. Kylie Kelce has more listened to podcasts than Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan influenced the 2024 election. I didn't even know Kylie had a podcast. So that's what I said. So yeah, so there you go. So they're still writing about this.
You're not specifically attacking Kylie. What you're attacking is whoever is claiming what they're claiming about how many people were listening.
Exactly. But there is a little bit of an attack on Kylie saying that there couldn't possibly be that many people paying attention to her social media tips and modern parenting.
Hey, Fleeks, you know who Kylie Kelce is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about the Taylor Swift Nation? They all know who she is?
I would say most of them do, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very large group of people. Would you say yes?
Very, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, so you could see that there would be a lot of people interested in what she was saying?
Again, like you said, especially at the beginning when, okay, let me check this out, it's new. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
All right, let's see 6 months from now, let's see what happens.
6 months? That's 6 days.
All right, whatever.
I just let it surpass Joe Rogan. I mean, this is just so stupid.
Spike also added in the tweets when we were going back and forth that anytime down in Philly, when they post anything having to do with Kylie on YouTube, their numbers go crazy because of the Jason Travis Swift vortex she's in.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the vortex.
That's a vortex.
That's a vortex. Now, Fleegs, you're a Swift. Are you interested in anything Kylie Kelce has to say?
I'm not interested in anything most people have to say.
Brett in Long Island, you do. He's a guy.
I'm so thrilled that I don't have to answer his phone calls for 3 weeks.
But do you think, like, so you know other Swifties, are they're seeking this content out? Like, thinking, like, maybe she'll say something about Taylor Swift in her personal life? Is that why they're doing that?
Nobody that I've talked to personally, but I would imagine, yes, there are people who are, like, looking for any information. Because I know people did it with New Heights. As soon as it drops, people look for any information that
on that. We're talking about Travis's sister-in-law now.
There are people into it enough. I'm sure that they're sitting down there within the first day that the episode comes out. Maybe they're listening on, you know, 2x, 2.5 speed, but just trying to hear if the word Taylor is mentioned.
Yeah. All right.
I'm telling you, that's one of the reasons why. And, you know, whether 6 days from now or 6 weeks from now or 6 months from now, it can hang on and hold on. That's another story. I mean, Rogan has basically shattered everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not even close. You know whose podcast I would listen to, though, and could have a chance if he did it right? To surpass Joe Rogan.
Brett from Long Island.
No.
Who?
Juicy mango, looking very nice. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, he could do it, man. He does dances. You expand that brand. He's got already a million TikTok followers. I'd listen to that every day on the way home. By the way, I was disappointed. Speaking of Rogan, I was a little bit disappointed in his drone conversation with the U.S. Former fighter pilot. Is that the best way to put it? I don't know if former Air Force guy. I listened to most of it.
You didn't think they went deep enough?
I didn't think Joe Rogan prepared himself enough for the interview. He was asking things and referencing things that really did not exist, and like wasted time doing that. Like for example, they wasted like 10 minutes trying to figure out if one of these things had been shot out of the sky, and he thought that it was shot out of the sky, and it wasn't. And it was just a lot of things. He just wasted a lot of time, and I wanted to hear more from the guest, and then he would just kind of go in these other tangents and crazy things. I was all jacked up to listen to it. There's some interesting things in there, but I just thought it was going to be much better. I don't know if Al felt the same way about it.
Yeah, exact same way. I was like, how is he not prepared for this? He loves UFOs.
Yeah, strange.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.